This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham City Center has seen project after project pop up over the last 5 years or so. And while the business community would love to see that continue, there's concern the acrimony right now between Birmingham Mayor William Bell and the City Council could cut into the momentum. We talk about that in this week's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Ty West. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, thanks for having me.
The most recent flap between the council and the mayor's office stemmed from a law spurred by the mayor. It required the council to elect new leadership every 2 years. Now, Council President Jonathan Austin called it a power grab. What's the concern about this from the business community?
The thing I've been hearing so much for really quite a while from business leaders in town is really this concern over this whole city center versus the neighborhood dynamic and just what that could mean for what we've seen going on here in the city center and also places like Avondale, places like Lakeview, and some of the places once you get out of the city center, there's concerns that that growth isn't benefiting the neighborhoods, and that's kind of what has some city councilors and some citizens concerned. But when you talk to the business leaders in town, they're saying, hey, we can't put up a fence and say we're not doing any more downtown initiatives. The city's not going to help. Business leaders are saying what's happening downtown, even though I might not live downtown, I might live over the mountain, but I run a business that's located downtown. That's helping me attract talent to Birmingham. It's helping me make it easier to hire and retain people. It's got people excited about Birmingham. It's making me easier for me to do business. And they're worried if this kind of city council dynamic harms that it could ultimately harm their business and harm the whole economy moving forward.
Bell is seen as being perhaps more business friendly. Does that mean in the midst of this political squabble, the business community is automatically behind the mayor?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think a lot of the business community right now does support the mayor. I don't know that they 100% agree with this Mayor Council Act change, though, because they look and say, well, maybe right now, Mayor Bell, we love what he's doing for the business community. Maybe a few years from now, maybe 20 years from now, we wouldn't want the mayor to have that much power. We'd prefer the council to have the powers. They're kind of taking a long-term view of this and asking, is this the best thing for Birmingham in the long term? And they're not so sure about that.
Part of these issues are wrapped up in the fact that Alabama's Constitution concentrates power in Montgomery. Is there any sort of consensus about how the business community sees that? Do they prefer that power in Montgomery, or would they rather see some of that to the local level?
Oh, there's no question they would rather see more home rule here at the local level. We did a pretty extensive survey. Right now, there is a very strong anti-legislator sentiment here in Birmingham. I think part of that goes to the historic tax credit, some things with the Medicaid situation, the gas tax. Oh, a lot of those efforts were supported by the business community. None of them really worked out in the business community's favor this session. And then they see situations like state government saying, oh, we don't want the federal government dictating how Alabama is doing, but yet we're going to do the same thing to the local government. They don't really think that's right. And they ultimately would like to see power at the local level where we can make decisions more of on a metro basis rather than on a state basis.
Well, the Birmingham City Council is considering a study on the feasibility of moving I-2059 away from downtown Birmingham. The State Transportation Department has already started work to rebuild the highway where it is, a decision that's prompted opposition from nearby neighborhoods. And so, Ty, what's the study about if the work on I-2059 is already underway?
This is really a long-term play. I mean, it's not going to stop this current project, but what it could do is think about what ALDOT has said throughout this whole process. If y'all wanted to move the interstate, y'all needed to have had this plans in place a decade ago. Well, if we do the study now, that's going to give it a foundation for 20 or 30 years from now when these bridges are aging again, when the new bridges are aging. Then at that point, Birmingham would be in a better place to maybe move the interstate, assuming this study comes out and shows it's feasible.
How much money are we talking for this thing?
The study will probably cost about $10 million. So ALDOT has already said they would chip in at least $2 million, and then they would do another $1 million that would be matched by the city. And from there, it might take the city finding a grant. It might take the private sector or some benefactors stepping in. And there's a lot of heavy hitters in the business community that like the idea of moving that interstate out of the city center. So that's an attainable goal.
Well, finally, Humana and United Healthcare say they're planning to leave Alabama's Health Insurance Exchange. That's the marketplace set up under the Affordable Care Act. And Ty, why are these insurers leaving?
Really, it's higher than expected costs. I mean, it comes down to part of the structure of the ACA in terms of how they can set their premiums. And really, they're just finding losses. They're having people come in that are kind of higher risk. And that's really leading to losses. And it's really that financial aspect is kind of driving them out of here. And really what this is going to leave is Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama, which has said that they plan to stay on the exchanges in 2017. At least that's their current plan. That's going to leave them as the only dog remaining. And the experts we talked to said, well, that kind of puts us right back where we were before the ACA, with Blue Cross having this dominant market share, which even before the ACA exchanges were a reality, experts had told us it's going to be hard for new competitors to come in Alabama and siphon off the competition from Blue Cross.
So with Blue Cross retaining its dominant position, what does this mean for customers looking for policies on the exchange?
Ultimately, experts are all pointing to this is probably going to mean higher rates. So, and that's what it's good. Blue Cross already had to raise their rates. They've admitted they're dealing with the same exact challenges that United and Humana were, even though they held this dominant market position. And the experts we said it really comes down to kind of the structure of the ACA. That being said, obviously there's a presidential election kind of looming over everything. Even with that, they still don't expect the ACA to go away. They said it's too embedded in the nation's healthcare system now. It might be met with some changes. There might be some tweaks. Everyone we've spoken with says a wholesale repeal of it is very unlikely, no matter what the people in the political scene say.
Ty West is editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks a lot.